Richard Bennett is a pediatrician at a community hospital. The patients he serves here in the east end of Richmond could just as easily be in Southwest Virginia.
It's kind of the working poor and those that are in the gaps, and it's a lot of children that are in the gaps.
CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program, pays for kids whose parents make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough to afford private health insurance. And soon, they could lose that coverage.
They may go into the pharmacy, and they realize that their child is starting to wheeze a little bit, and they need to get their albuterol refilled. They go there, and the pharmacist says, I'm sorry, I can't help you because you don't have insurance. Then what do?
They go without, Bennett says. Their condition gets worse.
The cost will be exponential if they're not covered, because now, instead of having medicines that can control their asthma, their diabetes, those children that have cancer, now they're going to end up in the emergency room.
Linda Nablow is chief deputy director of Virginia's Medicaid program. She says Virginia has enough leftover funding to run CHIP through January. But after that, children and pregnant women will be dropped. And there's no guarantee federal funding will come through. The state can't afford to pick up the multi-million dollar tab. So Nablow's staff is reviewing contracts with providers, drafting letters to send to families.
So there are things families have to do and we have to help them do and inform them about. And you can't do that a week before the funding runs out. You don't just throw a switch and turn it off.
And yet you hope that all that work is for nothing.
And I hope it's all a big waste of time, yes, and government resources. But nobody wants to see these kids lose coverage.
Are you worried that that might actually happen?
Well, I started out months ago thinking no way we would be here. I would say sitting here today in late October, I'm maybe down to 85%. Thinking it's not going to happen. And if we make it all the way to December and they still haven't acted, I don't know where my confidence level lies.
Other states have it even worse. 11 say they'll run out of funding by the end of the year. CHIP has always had bipartisan support, but this year it's gotten tangled up in repeal and replace efforts, falling victim to the larger healthcare conversation. Governor Terry McAuliffe sent a letter to federal lawmakers last week urging them to reauthorize funding now, because the moment letters go out to families, things will get complicated.
It's very confusing to get a letter that your insurance might be going away and you don't know, and there are like 15 different steps that you have to take to figure it out.
Margaret Nemo Holland is executive director of Voices for Virginia's Children.
Once you've lost these families on health insurance, it's going to be really difficult to get them back. It's also going to be costly to do outreach to find them again. So why are we going to spend all of that money to ramp the system down and then have to ramp it back up?
At this point, both the House and Senate have drafted funding bills and agreed on the policy. What they haven't agreed on is how to pay for it. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.